Good evening. You're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio out of Round Mountain in Bella Vista. And you're listening to Right Stuff. Right Stuff is on the fourth Thursday of every month. I'm the host, Jim Dowling. What I do on Right Stuff is I bring in local talent, writers. It could be novelists, could be songwriters, a poet. You never know what you're going to hear on this show. And tonight I have two young, talented songwriters, singers, Rachel Beck and Patience Randolph, and they're going to treat us to some songs. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks,
you betcha. Let me give you a real short story of how this interview came about. Patience works up at Need Camp, also called West Camp, as a naturalist. An instructor. It's an environmental school that a lot of listeners have probably gone to. And I work as a sub, and one day I was up there, and I heard some real nice music coming out of our equipment room, and I poked my head around the corner, and there's Patience playing guitar and singing a beautiful song, and it was good. It was very good. So I thought, hey, let's see if we can get this lady on the radio. And she has brought her good friend Rachel Beck with her. So we're going to hear from both of them. And let's start off with a little introduction. Are you from Reading? How did you get to Reading? You're both local.
This is my hometown.
Yeah.
I moved away to Reno, Chico, Washington for several years, and then I came back when I turned 18 and come home to find out that I want to go back to school. And
sure.
Yes, it's my hometown.
It's your hometown. Yeah. How about you?
I've lived here since I was like 9. I lived in North Carolina. And
this is Rachel talking.
Yeah, or also Embarrass is my music name.
Okay.
Yeah. I lived in North Carolina and like San Francisco and Prunedale, California, actually, as well, before
wow.
I moved here. But
so
I've been here since.
A lot of moving under your belts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's good experience.
Yeah.
And you both write your own songs?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's great.
Got a whole lot of them.
Okay, well, we're gonna jump right into a song here, and then we'll find other interesting things to talk about. Okay, what is the first song you'd like to sing there, Patience?
We're gonna sing Diamond Under That Pressure. And do you want to hear anything about kind
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah. How did the song come about?
So this song has been really heavy on my heart for like 2 years, and I just finished it actually, and my incentive to finish it was you pulling me in to play it on the radio, and I was
really?
Like, I'm going to do this one, and I'm just going to get to the bottom of it, you know, and kind of really dig deep and find out what is it that I'm trying to say. And at first it was just, I knew that the theme was kind of under pressure, the pressure of life, the pressure of the classes, the pressure of moving up in life, and I just figured out that diamond and comparing it to the forming of a diamond under the pressure in the earth would be the main focus.
Great. Okay, and you're going to hear Rachel playing a small djembe drum in the background. Okay, let's go. Let's give it a shot.
Somehow I still know how to love.
Wow, that was beautiful. Yeah, thank you. That was a real treat. Well, you sound like you've got a really polished voice, and you've been at this for a while. So where does that polished voice come from?
So I've been singing since I was a little girl, just singing, and then finally, not until I turned 17, I joined choir. Actually, I did some choir in my earlier years, but nothing like, you know, nothing too serious. But I joined choir, took my initiative to like do my best at it, and my teacher offered me to join like this scholarship, mm-hmm. and so I wrote up my best answers to the scholarship, and they ended up giving me half of it. From there, I put myself in music school with the $600 they gave me. From there, they gave me a full ride to Hammersmith School of Rock, where
Tell us a little bit about that. Where does that school come from?
So Hammersmith School of Rock is a branch off from the School of Rock in Portland and all over America. There's School of Rock music schools. But Hammersmith was a little bit more affordable for me at the time. And they also provided, like I said, that full ride scholarship for me to go almost every single day of the week for free.
Neat.
Yeah.
So, and that was up in Oregon or Washington?
And, yeah, so the School of Rock was in Portland, but Hammersmith School of Rock was in Vancouver. So okay. It was a little closer to my little suburb town outside of Portland, and it was a little easier for me to attend. And from there, we would sing all over Portland at the Star Theater, the Hawthorne Theater, places like that
wow.
I can remember.
Yeah. Well, it really shows. Neat song.
Thank you.
I love the lyrics, what I can pick out. Well, let's talk about who you listen to, who you like. Most of people who are musicians are inspired by other musicians. I may not know who you're talking about, but why don't you share? Well, let's see.
So I get my kind of funky style that I really like from Alanis Morissette.
Okay.
And
Morissette, I know
Alanis.
The name. Yes.
And she kind of just like lets loose and kind of like lets it go, kind of get that loudness. I really like how loud she is. And then I also like her funky, kind of quirky style. And then Miranda Lambert has been like, I've just been playing her nonstop for so long now, ever since her new album Palomino came out.
Is it kind of like your style?
Yeah, so bit? It's, I mean, she's like the country queen right now, but.
So I am out of touch. I'm going to write that one down.
She's the country
Miranda.
Queen. She just got a lot of Grammys too.
Cool. Oh, all right. My ignorance is showing here. Okay, well, thank you for playing that. Why don't we do another song, and then we'll see what Rachel has.
Yep,
and,
I got one more for you.
Good deal. And
so,
what's this one called?
This is going to be I Believe in Love.
I Believe in Love.
All it's right. been finished for a little while longer than that other newer one, and it speaks for itself.
Okay. Good deal.
Thank you.
Yeah. That is incredible. Just love hearing that. You sing with a lot of passion. It really comes through. You know, who's heard you? How do people get to hear a song from Patience Randolph? Do you post on social media?
Well, right now I'm working on... No, I don't actually post my original songs on social media because I don't feel comfortable until they're patented.
Okay.
Or at least recorded. At least recorded and put on my website so that I can say, this was first, this is original, I don't,
yes. You know. Okay, that makes sense.
So when I get them recorded, they'll go onto my little website called Squarespace that I made in my music school. And you can then look up patiencerandolph.com. And then from there, I can share from that platform onto things like Spotify, YouTube, SoundCloud. But first, I got to put them on my website and then...
So you're not quite there yet.
Not quite.
But it's going to be called, what was that, Square?
It's on Squarespace, but you would just be able to then look up patiencerandolph.com, and then you could put in like Squarespace if it doesn't come up right away.
Okay, good. Well, people need to hear you.
Thank you.
You're really good. And do you have hopes and plans?
I want to travel the world.
All right.
So.
Well, you've already done quite a bit of traveling, but yes, that's I love hearing. Especially young people. I did a lot of traveling as a kid, and it does shape you. It's really good material for writing songs too. So, okay, we're going to take a little break. Let Rachel Beck get ready with her guitar. And you've been listening to Patience Randolph on Write Stuff, and hope you're enjoying the show because I certainly am.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, before we get into Rachel Beck and some songs she's going to play, I just want to say thank you again to both of you for coming in. It's been a lot of fun. Rachel is going to treat us to some of her music now. Are you ready, Rachel?
I am.
All right, let's give it a whirl.
All right. Opinion simply lets you succumb to the fear of reality outside your own mind. When you let go and let love flow, the more you will know and the more you will see this light shine. Would you mind? Told you how I feel. Would you be kind? Would you be kind? Would you be kind if I told you what I knew as real? Would you mind? Would you mind? Would you mind if I still had more to heal? Would you be kind? Would you be kind? Would you be kind? Waiting for the grand reveal. Imprisoned in broken systems simply lets you go numb in the fear to depravity of wasted time.
When you admit and let that sit, you recognize what doesn't fit. Make the necessary changes and become legit. Oh, would you mind? Would you mind? Would you mind if I told you how I feel? Would you be kind? Would you be kind? Would you be kind if I told you what I knew as real? Would you mind? Would you mind? Would you mind if I still had more to heal? Would you be kind? Would you be kind? Would you be kind? Waiting for the grand reveal. I keep improving, even if you're disapproving. You're the only one you're over-screwing. Keep on growing, even if you lack knowing. To whom are you off showing? I keep improving, even if you're disapproving. You're the only one you're over screwing. I keep on growing. Even if you lack knowing, to whom are you showing? Would you mind? Would you mind? Would you mind if I told you how I feel? Would you be kind? Would you be kind if I told you what I knew as real? Would you mind? Would you mind? Would you mind if I still had more to heal? Would you be kind? Would you be kind? Would you be kind? Waiting for the grand reveal.
Nice, very nice. You're listening to Rachel Beck on Right Stuff. Beautiful song, Rachel.
Thank you.
What's it called?
Would You Mind?
Ah.
And okay. My music name is actually Embarrass.
Embarrass.
It's spelled a little differently. E-M-B-A-R-E-E-S.
Okay, Embarrass.
So, and you can find that song and my whole first album on all music platforms. So
all music,
just
cool.
Released it a couple months ago. So
neat.
It's out there.
Yeah, it's nice. You've been playing a while?
Yeah, I started practicing guitar in high school. And I mean, I've been singing.
Yeah.
For, I guess, as far back as I can remember listening to music.
Wow,
so.
Wow. Well, it blows me away. There's so much talent in two people here in the studio. Beautiful songs.
Thank you, thank you.
Patience, you're only 19. That really surprises me. How old are you?
I'm 26.
26. Well, bright futures ahead.
Yep.
In music, definitely. We have time, I think, for one more song.
Cool.
And so let's get to it.
Right on. Good intentions with miscomprehensions. Frustrated lessons with anxious thought sessions. Moving past what doesn't
last, removing the cast is such a blast. Lifted up, faults and all, won't take long for them all to fall. Bit by bit, chiseled off, rough rocky edges made smooth and soft. Leaping, bounding, pushing forward, never froward, never a coward, always empowered to run the race, fight the fight, overjoyed day and night, it's time. A new day and a new me. If I'ma be cliche, I'ma do it originally. I love me, and I love you. Maybe no one is bad. Juntos busquemos la verdad. I love. Intentions with miscomprehensions, frustrated lessons with anxious thought sessions, moving past what doesn't last, removing the cast is such a blast. Lifted up, faults and all, won't take long for them all to fall. Bit by bit, chiseled off, rough rocky edges made smooth and soft. Leaping, bounding, pushing forward, never froward, never a coward, always empowered to run the race, fight the fight. Overjoyed day and night, it's time. It's a new day and a new me. If I'ma be cliche, I'ma do it originally. I love me, and I love you. Maybe no one is bad. Juntos busquemos la verdad. Dead. I love me, and I love you. Perhaps not yet, my love. Together, let's seek the truth.
Very nice.
Thank you. That one was Leaping.
Okay.
You can find that on my Embarrassed album. It's titled I'm Stoked.
All right. I think we're going to wrap it up here. I just want to say thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Patience Randolph and Embarrass.
Thank you.
A.K.A. Rachel Beck.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming in and wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio out of Round Mountain in Bella Vista.